I mean, how about these last three games of this place? They've all come down to the final possession. What did you see from your team tonight that got them over the line in the end?
It's a lot of fun when you come to these games, and this is how it ends each time. But, you know, fortunately, we're on the right side of it this time. I thought tonight we did a great job closing the game. I know we missed a couple free throws down the stretch there, but you know what? We didn't let that bother us. We just thought, hey, well, let's get the next stop. Let's get the next rebound. And we were just on to the next play. I thought the guys did a great job of just staying the course. I mean, there was things that could have gotten in our way. Here we had kind of a bad little stretch there the last couple minutes of the first half. But you know what? I thought we rebounded great. And, we just stuck this one out. So really proud of our guys. Really happy for them.
You told me earlier today that you wanted to score 25 points in a quarter eventually. You hit 22 in the third quarter today. Another time you come out of half on fire. What were the adjustments you made at the break? How did your team execute?
Well, I think the biggest thing is I probably got out of the way. You know, sometimes we as coaches, we talk too much, we get in the way, and sometimes you just got to let guys go make plays. And that's exactly what we did in the third quarter. I don't think we called a set in the second half at all. We just kind of let our guys go and play. And, you know, you kind of got to see the system at work a little bit where the guys trusted each other. The ball moved. It touched a lot of hands. And then we were able to make some shots out of that and get a few touches around the rim. And kind of everybody was scoring. It was, you know, it was really great to see.
A couple individuals I want to talk about. The story of tonight's game is Emilio. Now, he was scoreless in the first half. He had a couple nice assists, but he just couldn't find the bottom of the bucket. Was he frustrated at points in the first half?
No, I mean, I think anytime you're playing a team like Life Prep, I mean, just a really good defensive team. They're long, they're athletic, they can bother you a little bit. I think there's always kind of that ebb. And, you know, he really didn't let him bother that. It really didn't bother him all that much at halftime. You know, he was just kind of on to the next play. And our team was really good about that tonight. And, you know, it was just a whole team mentality, and it took everybody tonight. It really did.
Well, play after play in the second half, Zunt just kept hitting threes. He hit five threes in that second half, 19 for him. How fun is it to watch him when he flips the script like that?
You know, I think it was fun just to see guys seeing the floor. And you know what? He just so happened to be the one to be open some of that time. And, you know, when guys are flowing and they're finding guys who are open, and it's just unselfish basketball, it's a lot of fun. I mean, just to see the entire team get going. And yeah, Emilio was the one who had it going tonight. But yeah, kudos goes to the entire team for sure.
I thought one duo that was really fun to watch today was Raul Munoz setting up Thomas Long inside. Longa ties his career high. I don't have the amount of assists Raul had, but it felt like a lot. Can you talk me through those two and how many big steps they've taken in their junior years?
You know, it's been awesome to see those guys just from, you know, just getting to meet them this year to kind of where they are now and kind of getting to know their stories of where they've been from the time they were junior hires to now. And, you know, just to see how much work those guys have put in, not just on the basketball court. They're usually one of the first two guys in the gym, but also the work in the weight room as well. It's been really cool to see all of their work pay off. And for those two guys, I'm extremely happy for them. Again, like I said, I think I said last night and even in my pregame here tonight that Raul just wants to make the best play for the team. And, you know, you saw that attitude tonight for sure.
You guys are 6-1 here this season. Mm-hmm. I mean, it's fun to play games here, isn't it? I did just say that there's not a lot of guarantees in high school basketball, but one of them is when you come into the Garden, it's going to be a wild ride. And tonight was another example of that. You guys are now 6-8 on the season. What are going to be some of the keys when you take on Liberal on Tuesday if you want to make it 7-8?
I tell you what, Liberal's a really good team. They're a really scrappy team. You know, they got a lot of guys with some fight. There's some athleticism there. Again, you know, another whack game here. So I'm sure it'll be a great game. I'm sure that those guys will come ready for a fight, and so will we. So it'll be a lot of fun.
Well, it has to be, right? It's almost the rules of playing here at Garden City. Coach, congratulations. Enjoy your weekend.
Thank you. Appreciate it.